Hey everybody, welcome to another First Round Bald Movies. This is a bonus podcast. My wife and I, Cecily, saw it tonight. You're kind of disappointed that we missed it because of... Why did we miss it?
You were in Chicago.
That's right, I had the bypass thing I had to go to. Because I really wanted to, and then it kind of chapped my ass that it blew up to be the biggest R-rated movie of like all time.
Of all time?
I think so. I think it overthrew Deadpool, right?
I don't know.
And it has kind of captured the public's imagination, so I saw it.
You saw it?
I saw it. I saw the deadlights or whatever the fuck it is.
Looked at it right in its deadlights?
So, first of all, let's do this like we always do, even though this is a highly irregular, unscheduled bald movie. Let's do spoiler-free thoughts, and then we'll do a spoiler section at the end. This is the second time you see the movie, because you didn't wait for me. You're like, fuck him. I'm going to go see it with my girlfriends.
No, I did try to podcast it the very night it came out, but we just got a little too busy, I guess. I liked it even more.
Yeah? So what was your thoughts? I guess, what was your thoughts coming out the movie the first time?
I didn't think it was as scary as I did the second time, but I don't know.
That's weird.
Why?
What's your relationship with it, the property?
I haven't read the books. I recently rewatched the miniseries.
Starring Tim Curry as Pennywise the Clown.
Exactly.
And
I like this
Harry from Night Court and a whole bunch of people that I don't quite remember. I think Webster's dad's in there.
Okay.
There's just a bunch of 80s and 90s stars. I saw that too. I've not read the book. I watched a little bit of that miniseries when you were watching it a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's terrible.
It's really bad.
I really like this. It didn't...
Controversial opinion.
Uh-huh.
I like this Pennywise better.
Yeah, this is Bill Skarsgård. This is
correct.
His brother Alexander.
The lesser Skarsgård.
The lesser Skarsgård. So this is not Eric the vampire.
Right.
This is his brother.
Correct.
Did a really good job. I didn't find Pennywise when he... That's the thing. Like, I don't find Pennywise that scary. Unless he's got like three mouths and you know he's doing his more demonic manifestations, I thought many of his other guises were much scarier.
Drooling when he's speaking, or like when his eye floats off somewhere, you don't think that's creepy?
I mean,
scary?
But that's the thing. Like, that's not inherent to him being a clown. Like, if I was talking,
so you're
to,
saying that you're just not afraid of clowns?
No, I'm not. And I feel like that a lot of that stuff just doesn't work on me. But I thought the psychological horror. I thought that this movie, which I'm assuming is the source material, because Stephen King does this well, he blends kind of like your garden variety horrors as a kid with some particular horrors of being a kid, with then a layer of supernatural that kind of heightens it all.
Right.
But like, you know, the feeling of being a new kid in town, the feeling of being like bullied, the feeling of what, you know, getting first period and having your father trying to molest you. Like, that stuff is as real things that like either kids have experienced or know of enough to be afraid of. And I feel like that's, you know, it works. The very opening of the movie, of course, is Georgie losing his boat down the drain. And that works because he's a little kid. And he's a really good, they got a really good performance out of this kid actor.
Right. I mean, I don't think that clowns are supposed to be scary.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're supposed to just entice little kids who aren't scared of clowns.
Mm-hmm.
And think they're fun and dancing and happy.
And lure them in and molest them.
Oh, well, I wouldn't go that far.
I don't want the Clown Association after me. The the CAOA
so
is
then
a powerful,
why would you
powerful,
say something like that?
Because I'm not afraid of them either.
Right.
But I kept on thinking like how much this is like Goonies, because it's got that, you know, like boys on the cusp of, you know, quote unquote manhood, and the same thing with the women, and they're the girls, and they're trying to figure things out, and they're navigating all these like new changing relationships. And it's just like if Goonies was a super, super scary version of itself, where one of the kids might actually get their arm torn off or murdered. That's what this felt like to me. And it's funny because like I feel like, what do you think would happen if you showed like a 12 or 11 or 12 year old this?
I don't know. I guess it depends on the kid.
I was just trying to get a more... I had this thought walking out the theater, like, you know who would really appreciate this kid, this movie?
Who?
Like, those, like prepubescent kids. But it like also would
probably... Probably.
Yeah, like, but aren't they a little old? Like, how old do you think these kids were? Like,
they're
I was thinking,
13.
Like, oh, really?
For
okay.
Fact, they're all 13.
All right, well, then, yeah. If you got a 13-year-old boy or girl, show them this movie.
I don't think you should do that.
No? Why not?
Because it's scary.
Yeah, but if they I feel like it's got a very empowered message at the end. Like, yes, you will feel fear, just like these kids do, but it'll be okay.
I don't know. I've got some particular gripes that I'm going to saving for the spoiler section.
Okay.
About right. How empowering it really is.
Oh, all right. Well, do you have any other non-spoiler observations?
Not really.
Okay. Do you want to talk about... well, no, I guess that would be a spoiler section. Do you want to talk about any trailers that we saw?
Blade Runner 2049.
Blade Runner looks really good.
It looks
and then
hot.
We're only 2 weeks away from seeing it.
2 weeks?
Yeah. Like two, well, it'll be
and
1 week this Thursday night.
Movie?
It'll be a bald movie. It'll be a bald movie. It's the first November, I think, October bald movie.
Right on.
So I'm excited about that. That trailer looked really cool.
Saw another one for Flatliners.
Fucking Flatliners. I don't give a shit about that.
Really? You're not interested in that movie?
Not at all. Not at all. It looks real dumb. Looks real dumb. Totally not interested in it. Okay. There was Bad Moms Christmas, which doesn't look great. There's another. What was the horror film? Polaroid.
Polaroid.
I don't like. I didn't think.
There
I thought
was
Polaroid
another horror movie called Happy Death Day.
Happy Death Day was interesting because Happy Death Day appears to be like a horror version of Groundhog's Day,
right? Or Final Destination.
Oh yeah. That'd be a better mix-up, a better mashup.
Yeah.
But yeah, like this woman's living this day where she gets murdered by this weird
her
guy.
Her birthday,
where she gets murdered by this dude in a Cupid doll mask, and she has to solve her own murder.
I guess.
Yeah, but there's a lot of the like beat for beat Groundhog Day moments where she convinces someone that it's actually her Groundhog Day by saying, "Oh, look, here
accurately
goes."
Accurately predicting events and
yeah.
I'm surprised at how many of these scary movies are coming out in December. I always figured that October is when they loaded you up on horror movies.
I wonder if it's counter programming because they're, you know, like. There's people that are either really into Christmas or they're very ambivalent about Christmas. And like, if you're ambivalent about Christmas, seeing a horror movie during that season must feel pretty transgressive and satisfying. It's like
not if you're ambivalent. If you're against it, maybe.
Well, I mean, I feel like there's no fence sitters. You either love Christmas or you kind of hate it. There's people that just kind of like go through and just kind of coast along.
Okay.
I think they're pro Christmas though.
I don't know.
This is my theory. You want to shoot it full of holes, and you can just, you know, we can just go fucking into the spoiler section.
Take an air gun and just shoot it all through full of holes.
Again, wait till the spoiler section. Anything, any other trailers, or should we just go get to the spoiler section?
Just do it.
Okay. Well, this is the point where people who are not club members have to take off because Seth and I are going to get spoilery. It's only for club members. Go to club.baldmove.com. You can join today. Get a free 30-day trial. This is one of the many features. Check it out, club.baldmove.com.